Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 20 regarding Travis, Travis Searles, Searles. Travis Searles is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12/13/20. But on that occasion, he slipped and fell and struck his left shoulder directly on the ground. Period, he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Period, he went to Beth Israel Medical Center emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn left rotator cuff. Period, this was repaired surgically in 4/29/21, followed by a course of physical therapy. Period, he has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. According to the treatment records provided, Mr. Searles was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 1/15/21, period. It was noted he had been to the local emergency room and later had x-rays at the airport medical facility where he was told there were no fractures. But he had been in therapy for about a week with some improvement, but pain still persisted. Period, it worsened with attempting to elevate past neutral and alleviated with the rest. Period, he denied any prior injuries or surgeries to the left shoulder. Period, Dr. Gupta performed an evaluation and diagnosed left shoulder pain, for which he ordered an MRI of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 1/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Gupta reviewed these results with him on 1/29/21. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by shoulder specialist Dr. Lazarus beginning 2/12/21. Period. His impression was massive left rotator cuff tear, likely acute on chronic, to rule out suprascapular neuropathy. Period. Accordingly, EMG by Dr. Gallagher on 2/24/21 to be inserted. He further ascertained a history of right total hip arthroplasty in December 2003 due to routine arthritis. Period. He had diabetes for the past 12 years, but denied toe paresthesias. Period. New paragraph. He underwent preoperative cardiac clearance on 4/15/21. Period. On 4/29/21, Dr. Lazarus performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up postoperatively. He was followed postoperatively through 10/8/21, period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder and open 1-inch scar about the right shoulder he attributed to a basketball injury. The rest of that section is normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 12/31/20, Travis Searles slipped and fell while at work onto his left shoulder. Pretty was seen at a local hospital emergency room. Period. He then came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Gupta, who had him undergo an urgent MRI. Period. This was done on 1/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. His care was then transferred to Dr. Lazarus, who recommended surgical intervention. Period. This was conducted on 4/29/21 to be inserted here. Period. He did undergo an EMG on 2/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. Ultimately, was discharged from care to full duty as of 10/8/21. Period. New paragraph. Currently, Mr. Searles made comments that he was fine and that he really did not need to be here. Pretty had a muscular physique. Pretty was 4 millimeters of motion at the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. You have indicated when he saw Dr. Lazarus, he admitted to prior treatment for left cervical radiculopathy as well as a prior injury to his left shoulder, which got better without treatment. Period. The paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. This is contributed to by osteoarthritic changes, particularly noting it was thought his rotator cuff tear was acute on chronic. Period. End.